Yeah, hi everyone. I'm Merong person. My name is David Newry. We're out here between Molly Spring and Kununurra. I'm just looking around to see if we can find some bush banana.
The Australian outback is filled with bush tucker. You just need to know what you're looking for. To an untrained eye, it can all just look like bush and scrub, but to Indigenous people, this land is like a supermarket. G'day, Matt Brand with you in the Kimberley region of far northwestern Australia. And today I'm with local Mirrawong man and former stockman David Newry. We're standing next to the Victoria Highway in some country to the west of Kununurra, and we've found a bush banana vine, which is curling and winding its way up the trunk of an old tree. And at this time of the year, it is loaded with fruit. There you go, that one over there's got a vine on it.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell us about this plant?
Well, it's an edible fruit that people have eaten most time in their travel, and yeah, just to, you know, make people strong, I guess, when they used to do, whether they were hunting or travelling to places. But yeah, they used to go and look for these fruit and get a handful and take it along and chew on them as they go along, you know.
It grows on a vine which is wrapped around this tree. What's the name of this tree?
Mirrawong name, that's a linyil. I think Western name would call it smoke tree.
And does the banana, the bush banana vine, does it always hang out with these trees?
Normally, but I guess it's in the environment, really. Red soil, flat. More often you'd find it around these trees.
Well, we've got a couple here. Can we try and get a couple of down? Because I'm dying to find out what they taste like, Dave.
Yeah, I'll try and get one.
And what's the local word for bush banana?
Ngamarawading.
So we pull it off. It's about sort of 5 to 10 centimetres long. It's green. And tell us what you're doing there, Dave.
Oh, I'm just trying to make a line on the thing so I can just split it open. Otherwise, it's more harder to break any other way. You can peel it off, see?
There we go. So it kind of looks like a banana once you take off the green skin, in a way.
Yeah, so it's really all that fibre there, what you eat on it, you know.
So you eat the green outside as well as the middle bit?
No, just the inside.
Just the inside, okay.
Yeah. You have to run your teeth long.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of that fibrous pith that you get with the boab nuts, sort of.
Yeah, this one a lot sweeter. Yeah, it's just that fibre, white fibre. What we eat, you know, and that's what you normally, what you eat.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that you can't, normally people don't feast on, but it's something that keep your energy going through the day when you're walking, you know, because, I mean, back then, how people used to walk when they used to travel, and these are the fruit they get, and take along them and just, so they don't get dehydrated along the way, you know.
Yeah.
And they were always strong and fit, I guess. But it's only because of the certain type of bush tucker that people used to find, you know?
Yeah, so it's banana in look, but it's definitely not banana in texture. Or
It's the Mirrawong version banana, one might say.
So what time of year can you find bush banana?
We call them Wangamigin, which is the cold. April is in that cold period now we're witnessing. And this is why we came out here and it was here, waiting for it.
I mean, well, as we're standing here and eating bush banana and talking about it, we can hear all these cars and trucks going by, but they've probably got no idea of what special things there are just off the road, hey?
Yeah. I mean, people are really, you know, just don't have an idea or don't have a clue what's on the land. And for us, Mirrawong, I mean, this land itself holds a lot of valuable things for us, you know, and this is why most of us are traditional owners, and as traditional owners, these are some of the things that we have to protect, you know, and keep, and teach it back to our children and people that are around us, you know, like maybe yourself. Sometime or another, somebody might break down in the highway somewhere, no food, no lift, that, you know, having that little bit of acknowledgement about the country and what's there might be a life-saving experience, you know, for people.
Yeah.
And without that knowledge, you know, most time you could perish. Our people have never perished because they knew exactly what was there on the land itself.
Things like this.
Yeah.
You spent your younger years as a stockman in this country. Did you often find yourself pulling up with the horse and having a feed of this?
I used to have a pocket full of it as I ride along and have it, you know. And it'd come in really handy when you even, you know, chasing a horse is hard work and you can get really tired. But once you have these in your pocket, you know, like I used to have, used to keep man strong, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other side, what's on the other side? I can't see.